How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle, and no Tom Allen. I'm sorry, don't worry, he is in this episode. I'm just doing this intro by myself. We have been meaning to put out this episode for months. We have an episode that was recorded back in September as part of the London Podcast Festival, and we thought this week would be a great week to share it. Tom's off on a little holiday and I have a very busy week because when this goes out, my book comes out tomorrow and my tour starts tomorrow. So we didn't have the chance to do an episode for you this week because it's all been a bit busy, but we will be back together as it should be next week. But we wanted to drop something in your feed. So here's this live episode. Just a couple of quick things from me. As I mentioned, my book comes out tomorrow and my tour starts. All the details can be found on my website. Also, I did a lovely event at the Hay Book Festival and I had some gorgeous like-minded friends come up to me and chat to me at the book signing afterwards. It was so joyous to meet you and thank you so much. I'm doing signings at the end of every single show on tour. So do wait around if that's something that you want to do. If it's not, I totally understand. Go home, make a cup of tea. I get it. I hope that you have a gorgeous week. And here is that episode recorded back in September at the London Podcast Festival. Good evening and welcome to Like-Minded Friends Live with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello. Hi, everyone. Good evening. Hello.
Oh, that's so nice.
What a lovely, lovely thing.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice.
Lovely. Everybody looks so lovely. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. We've give us a cheer if you listen to the podcast.
I'm just worried if there's anybody who doesn't listen to the podcast. In for a treat. Anybody here who doesn't listen? And how lovely you put your hands up. Lovely, very polite.
Very nice. You'll fit right in, don't worry.
Fancy a night out. Lovely to be here. We started this podcast 19 years ago.
Before podcasting was a thing. It's amazing that we managed it.
It is amazing. You know, and there's been this big surge in podcasting and that big wave came along and we managed to really miss it.
Yeah.
And we keep going.
Because we don't really know what...
We don't know. We don't know what it is, but we've brought ourselves here to this place, wherever it is.
Wherever the fuck we are.
Opposite Sani Pani. And
opposite what?
Sani Pani, St. Pancras.
Oh, is that what you call it?
What do you call it?
St. Pancras.
Nearly as much fun, is it? we were thinking, weren't we, Suze?
We were thinking we need to work out what the podcast is, because we need to get, you know, we need to become one of those podcasts.
We need
you know.
We need it. Big time. Big time.
And so we're trying to work out what the show is, and we thought maybe you could help us tonight.
Just
9 years in, let's get that UPS.
You get that UPS?
Is it UPS?
That's a delivery service.
Unique selling USP.
USP as well. We're going to deliver on the USP.
Yes. I do have dyslexia, and that will become more obvious as I try and read
it. So shame on you if you laugh there, okay? Shame on you.
Fucking hell.
This is literally where they do The Guardian, okay? So shame on all of you. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I used to get 30 minutes extra in exams, so.
Did you?
Yeah.
And a laptop?
No, too old. Sad.
Well, so...
But thanks for bringing that up.
Yes, no, it's not. We share everything. And as you'll know, if you have listened to this before, we don't have any real structure. But
clue, really, what we're doing.
Yeah. No, that's not... Look at us both.
We can put clothes on.
We can put clothes on.
We've just had a pizza.
You've dressed, of course, as we discussed, as a lovely French resistance...
Fighter, yes.
Person.
Yes.
And I...
As Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Whilst hosting the Oscars.
In her bald era.
You just need a pair of trainers and then you've got it.
Well, I had trainers on earlier and Susie said, are you going to wear those on stage? And I said, no, I'm not Ellen DeGeneres. But anyway, is she? So, no, not now.
Let's not talk about that. We don't know.
Some questions we'll leave for now. But there will be questions later on. Now, we did do Saturday Kitchen just a few months
ago.
Yes,
we did.
And they said to us, how are you going to describe the podcast? We said, we have no idea.
We have no idea. And they said, what is it? And we said, we don't really know. And they said, what do you talk about? And we said,
Again,
not really sure. And they said, well, when you plan it? And we said, oh, we've never planned an episode. And then we said, well, we just sort of chit-chat about a load of shit, really. And they said, well, you can't say that. It needs to have a selling point.
If you'd seen their face when we described it, they were like, you people.
We thought it was homophobic.
I treated it as that. as I do anything. And and then we thought, maybe that's a way for us to structure tonight.
Yes, let's work out what this show is, and then we can give you what you want.
Yeah.
Because we're basically just people-pleasers.
Oh, chronic.
Trying our best and just disappointing everyone. There's late people. Don't worry.
Don't feel bad about it.
Don't feel bad. Like, I know you feel bad.
It's not got any transport links here at all. It's terribly.
We're so far from a train station.
Oh,
did you come into Sanipani? Yes, they did. They know Sanipani.
They knew what it meant.
They
knew. It's impossible to get to.
You
got delayed. Oh, no.
You're flying in.
Yeah. That's the pool we have. And also, like, I realized that on the podcast app, you can actually get... There's an app for podcasts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it does
it
all now.
It really is taking off.
And,
do other people do them now?
Do other people...
Podcast?
No. It's our thing. And I realized they do a transcript of it, and I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. I'll read back over that. And it... hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle, and me, Tom Allen. Hi, everybody. Tom, I can't see your face. I can only see your microphone. I'm thinking about that. I might move. Is that a pain? I just want to see your face. No, I've got... That's better, isn't it? That's so much better. I love it. I put myself on a box, as it were. Oh, I see. That's better, isn't it? That's much better. Yeah, that's better, actually. Yeah, much better, actually. How are you? Yes, you know what? Not bad, thanks. Alfie said to me, oh, you know... After a bank holiday, does Like Minded Friends go out a day later? And I said, no, we're not like the bins.
So I hope that settles it to what it is.
But we are, I mean, it is garbage, but we don't have men coming to get us. Which I thought was a nice... I think that was you said that. But, you know, but it was... So I just thought it would be nice... We thought it would be nice to use tonight.
Yes, to work out what it is. So we're wondering if you guys had any thoughts about what the podcast is about... Maybe just shout out. Be bold, be brave.
Bit of a shout out because we're all like-minded friends here tonight. We're sharing this experience, this live experience that will only happen tonight, will only happen with us. So if you had to shout out a word, a phrase, go on, do it now. That's more than one word, but okay, fine. And
no, I like that.
Two best friends in your ear. Lovely,
very
that's nice.
Love
that's
it.
Nice.
Yes.
First, well, they got us going. Go. Nipple settings.
Table settings.
Lovely.
I was going to say, I didn't realise we were releasing the videos. So they could see the nipple settings.
Nipple settings. I didn't know they had settings.
The records. Yes, they do have settings.
Great.
Bath mats.
Kill the midwife.
Great. Yes, that's very important.
Great. Something else? Nick Nackery. Lovely. One of my favourite actors, Nick Nackery. What one?
Emotional support.
Yes.
Oh. Gosh. You must be in an
anxiety.
Pit.
We are becoming more of an anxiety podcast.
It's.
But that's not
that
by design.
No. It's just our brains.
That's just. We are just being anxious
just all of the time, and not seeing our therapists as much as.
Well, no one
should
see them enough. Enough in our shoes.
Yours lives in Spain.
Yes, she does actually. She emigrated. Anyway, that's not for tonight.
It's not about her.
Come in.
You're not late. Well, you are, but you're not in trouble.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, you're in the front.
Oh, you're right to the front.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? Being right in the front. Oh God, I would have been so embarrassed if I was you. Only joking, you're fine.
We were just shouting out...
what the fuck this podcast is,
yeah,
basically.
So what for you does it mean? What is it? Amazing.
Great. Oh,
yeah,
kind.
Good one.
Now
you're off
I
the
feel
hook.
Like a bitch.
Okay. Other more specific things. Gardening, useful. What book?
No. What?
I heard a book.
What, just someone say a book?
A book. Someone said a book. Gay culture. Oh, yeah, that's very us, actually.
It's very gay culture.
Any others? Any more? Tangents!
You'll see a lot of that tonight, don't worry.
They're into our triangles. Empathy, odds and sods. Lovely.
Empathy, odds and sods.
Empathy, odds and sods. Dead dad, that comes up a bit, doesn't it,
yeah,
sometimes?
Dead dad,
I like
yeah.
to bring that, throw that in.
Yeah. You do that more than me because mine's still living.
Yes, but it would be unusual.
It would be very rude to Rolly Ruffle. That is my dad's name.
Nothing from the balcony. I'm not getting anything from
yeah,
the...
come on, guys.
We've
you
had a lot
pull
from,
your
the,
weight.
From the orchestra stalls, but we've not had anything from upstairs. Life.
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 Yeah, sure.
Life. I like that. Deep.
Yes.
Yeah, real deep. Anything?
Okay, that's good.
Any others? Etiquette. Drag etiquette, did you say? Theatre etiquette. Oh,
yes. Oh, that's
yes.
going to come up, don't
oh,
worry.
Oh, that's going to come up. Don't you worry. What? Clang.
Clang.
Wow. What an array. That's a great array.
I think that's a great start.
That's a great start for things. Because
are you getting, what are you getting your phone out for?
Well, no, I was just putting that down because I just did that bit where I read out the transcript.
Oh, right. Okay, fine.
Done.
What do you expect?
Multimedia this show is.
Yes, we've got a PowerPoint.
We've got what is called a comfort monitor. That doesn't mean you can piss on it.
You must have done that.
Break.
I learned that the hard way.
It was a terrible moment. So, what we thought... Well, go on, Suze, you lead.
No, you go.
No, you lead.
No, please.
You're much more organised than
to be
I am.
There. Slide, please. Doesn't that
oh,
feel...
Oh, like the pandemic. There.
Let's
oh.
share some shame. There we go. Some shame.
So, when we thought we'd use the chairs because we paid for them. So, yeah. Ooh. because I did have an... Sorry.
No, I was going to... Oh, no, I was listening. That was my listening face.
I beg your pardon?
Inspect.
I thought you were on the cusp of going...
No, I was just sort of encouragingly.
Well, that's you, isn't it? Always encouraging me. I had the great privilege of going to see Hello Dolly last week. No big deal.
He's gay.
What is that show about? Anyway, she walks into a restaurant and it turns into like a 20-minute song and then they go to prison and then it's the end.
Are you sure you weren't watching Chicago?
I wish I was watching. They should do that mashup. Hello Dolly Chicago.
Hello Chicago.
Sounds like a pizza. Anyway, so we were there, sat in the orchestra stalls, actually. Alfie got the tickets. We got them on that discount website. Anyway, in the lottery in the morning. Anyway, we got seats, and I was enjoying... If you've seen it, there's a scene near the beginning where there's a sort of a farce where two characters are hiding in a wardrobe, and they're making a lot of noise, but they're trying to disguise... The other characters are trying to disguise to someone else that they're there. And I was having a lovely time in this farce, really laughing, because as someone who knows what it's like to be on stage trying to do
silence.
Something funny and playing to literally nothing.
We've been there.
We have been there.
Let me tell you.
Got the ticket and went back several times. And I laughed. And then this woman in front turned around, and I'll do the visual.
Oh my God. See, this is what you don't get on the pod, isn't it?
This is what you've
isn't
come here for tonight. We were sat there. I went, ha, ha, ha. She turned round. Then, right,
yeah.
Another bit where they banged a chair on the floor to disguise the noise coming from the wardrobe. And I went, ah, ha, 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 ha. She went. And Suze, I nearly burst into tears. I was so upset about it.
Just because you were enjoying the show?
I was just enjoying myself. I was pissed, but you know.
But surely you're meant to laugh.
Well, that's what I thought. And this woman, she didn't stand up at the end for the standing ovation, which of course all the gays did. But it's Imelda, who's lost her surname. She's like Cher now. She's like Lovejoy. She's just Imelda.
Lovejoy. Was he the one that did antiques?
Susie, please. Yes. With Lady Jane. If you are under the age of, you know, 57, you might not remember it, but it was a big show. And anyway, the longer I just thought we'd lead into this bit, I just felt so shamed about it. I wanted to go home. I felt terribly embarrassed.
Yeah, you wanted to go home at the interval, didn't you?
I wanted to go home at the interval, yeah.
And what did Alf say?
He said, "Don't be ridiculous. We've ordered a bottle of Prosecco."
Did he think you were laughing too loudly?
He said, well, you were laughing loud, but it's a comedy. And I was like, well, yeah, because everybody else on a Wednesday night was sat there like a slapped ass, like...
And what did... What have you been thinking about it since?
Yeah.
Non-stop?
Well, the booze helps, but...
It can only do so much.
Off and on. I was really upset about it, Suze.
I think that's understandable.
And I wanted to say something, but I was too scared. You know, she must have been in her 70s, grey hair down to there. She was like somebody who must have lived, seen the world. She was very stern. Oh. Very stern about it. And I wondered if anybody here had any similar things where they felt like they'd been shamed and they carried it with them.
Well, I think that almost everyone will have that.
Oh, great. Well, that settles the rest of this, then.
There was a moment when I was at secondary school. We went round to one of the girls' houses. There was three of us that went round to one of the girls' houses. And this girl had older brothers, which was thrilling because, you know, to be around bigger boys. And not really for me, but I had to pretend. And, you know, and I didn't have the neckerchiefs then. And oh, because you said to me we should talk about shame. And I tried to think about the most embarrassed I've ever seen someone. All the bigger boys were there, and us three were there, and we were in year 9, they were in year 11, so it really meant something. And one of the girls bent down to pet a dash hound. That's not a euphemism.
No.
And there was a dog. But as she bent over, she farted in front of the bigger boys. She didn't come to school for 2 weeks. Two weeks.
But when she did come back after that 2 weeks, what did she say?
Excuse me.
Oh, I see. Oh, bless her heart. And do you still see her now?
No. I don't speak to anyone from school.
Do you not?
No.
I'm not surprised if they're all like her. Hardly like great company.
Oh, I do have one about me.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want one about me?
Oh, always.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not in a mean way, but, you know, if you want... You're always such a good storyteller.
Oh, that's kind of you to say.
Well, this is what this is about, isn't it? Kindness? Didn't someone say that?
No. Lightly bitchy. So, this is a long time ago, long before I was married, and I was dating. You remember.
And I remember those days, yeah.
And I... Do you remember when I lived in that apartment that was like a... I shared it with a friend, but it was completely open plan. It was like a studio in the
goodness.
Bow Quarter. Do you remember? That place in East London.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
it was basically
yeah.
a one-bedroom flat, but they said
I was
going to
say apartment in the Bow Quarter. Susie, it was an ex-council flat in Hackney.
It wasn't. It's fucking called the Bow Quarter. No, that was a different ex-council in Hackney. How dare you?
Oh,
like
Carrie Bradshaw, yeah. Yeah.
I have written a book. Thanks, Clang.
Not announced yet. Embargoed.
Yes,
very
embargoed.
Heavily embargoed.
I'm getting in trouble
for
talking about it.
Even though we talk
Can
about
you
it
please
all
stop mentioning that you've written a book on the podcast? It doesn't get announced until next week. Shh. So... So I lived in this open plan thing. It wasn't really for two people, but we just put two beds in there, me and my friend Rachel. And she was away, and so the cat will play. And so I had been dating this girl, and we'd been seeing each other. And I put my iPod on shuffle on one of those iPod things. That dates it, doesn't it? And I had one of those things, and I put it on. And it was just playing all kinds of music. And I thought, that's fine. And I thought I knew all the music that was on there, so it would be fine. And then we started becoming acquainted. You remember.
Well, and I wasn't there.
We were always together.
I was
oh,
there.
I wouldn't do that.
Go on, Suze. You know, you're good at this. Yeah.
Have some confidence in yourself.
Very encouraging.
Anyway, it was just playing music. And then all of a sudden, what started playing was a recording of one of my shows. But it wasn't like a special. It was like me just recording a gig and sort of saying things like, I don't know if this bit's going to work, so let me just try it. And then they're being
very good thing to say, actually. In the context.
And then I had to sort of run downstairs, nude.
Oh, my goodness. Did you close the blinds?
No. Give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. Oh, my.
It was so embarrassing. And then the relationship very quickly ended, and I think it was sort of linked.
No, not at all.
I don't know. I don't know if she thought that I'd meant to do it.
Well, in my mind, often the beginning of a recording like that, one would set it before one goes on stage, because one is then welcomed on stage with rapturous applause.
Yes.
As, you know, polite comedy club audiences will do. So that would have been the most...
So please welcome to the stage Susie Ruffle. But I would say there was probably 13 people there.
So 13 people. I mean, that's more than most people have in their intimate moments, isn't it?
I don't know, some of the people in this room.
Clapping away. Oh, Suze. Well, but, you know, we all feel those hot moments of shame, don't we?
Yes.
Shame that like a kettle has been poured down our neck. And we would ask you, and you very kindly volunteered some suggestions. These are some of the ones that have been sent in by our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Who are here the people tonight. Who are here.
And you thought you would share some of your shame stories to make it all feel like... You know, we all...
Less ashamed.
Less ashamed. And this one is from Sam, and they live at 23... No. Sam, before I met my husband-to-be, I was on the dating website. The dating website.
Grindr.
Oh, it's not really a website. And I got offered $2,000 a month by a pilot to be his sugar baby. I did decline. Smiley face emoji. That doesn't sound like shame. That sounds like a brag.
Yes, it does. Where's Sam?
Sam. Oh, Sam.
Hi,
in the
Sam.
Middle. Sugar baby does sound like something from The Apprentice. what airline did they fly for? You can't remember. It wasn't a One World Alliance. Sam, so you turned them down. There's no point getting an upgrade on EasyJet, is there?
$2,000 a month, that's a lot. I wonder how much you'd be in town, how much you'd have to do.
Yes, did he say that, Sam?
Did he give you any sort of contract?
You can't remember.
He didn't go that far.
Well, he just said you a message going, do you want two grand? You soon belong? Sam,
why? This
the only
trying
person to
be money.
Ashamed here is you, really.
There's people in this room that would love $2,000 a month just for...
I would have. Yeah, Sam. Somebody once messaged me on one of those sites to say, I've got a fantasy. Can I get in your car and you just drive around, shout at me, and then kick me out at a random place? I don't know where it is. And I thought, well, I could do that, but I'm still learning, so my dad will be in the car as well.
And that's how you met Alfie.
And that's how I met. Lovely. Rob of 33. Now, Rob says, "When who do you think you are?" Started. My granddad said that he wondered who his grandparents were. Mm. So I researched it as a Christmas gift. They were first cousins.
Wow, first cousins as well.
Wow, this family tree is looking very spindly.
And everyone's got six fingers.
Just a straight line. Suze, would you like to read the next one?
Where's Rob? I just
Oh yes,
to...
where is Rob?
Oh, hi Rob.
Oh, hi Rob.
How did they respond when they... Oh, you did it for your husband, did you say? For your granddad.
Granddad.
And what did he think of all that? Right. Fair enough, explains a lot.
It's not illegal apparently to marry your first cousin. Did you know that? I've heard that recently. Is that true? It's true. It's true. You can marry a first cousin.
I don't want to.
Yeah, but just do it. If you want, you can. I'm just saying you can. If you want.
Do you want to marry one of your cousins and you're trying to find
out? No, they
way?
Live in Australia.
He knows a pilot.
Oh my God. They married in the spring. Susie, what's the next one?
Oh, I like this one. Mel said they called their manager Dad by accident.
Oh, that's cute.
I think that's cute.
Yeah, unless they were the sugar daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Where's Mel? Hi, Mel. Oh, you're right near the boy who's very related to himself.
Not sure. What a corner.
Mel, what do you do? You're an editor.
But you didn't edit yourself there, wasn't it? What did you...
For like a newspaper or like a magazine or something? Oh, that's nice.
Do they need a lot of editing? What do you have to take out, Mel?
All the fucks. Oh, no. We can't have the fucking Gruffalo. It's going to have to just be the Gruffalo.
We were thinking
in a deep, dark fucking wood.
I don't think you need to explain why he's in the wood. I don't think you need to explain that backstory.
Just got that.
Is the person still your boss now? No.
No.
Where were you working at the publishers at the time? A few publishers ago. Well, you move around a lot, Mel. Why is
good for you, Mel. Do you get fired a lot? For calling people Dad?
Yeah. She's got this thing where she thinks we're all her family. We're cousins.
Do you want to do another one? I don't know. That's okay. But there's more here. Should we do them?
Okay, I'll do one. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll do. Like, why not? Claire. I thought it's.
You're right.
Yep.
Cool.
Claire, 52
Can you
and
smell
a half.
Toast?
I could actually on the train earlier, but we were just going through London Bridge. Claire, 52 and a half, and baby sister Samantha, 50 years, plus 10.
That's 60.
That's 60. Not a baby. Anyway, Samantha can't spell pigeon.
That sounds like the beginning of a children's book. Mel, write this down.
She always writes pigeon with a D. Samantha pigeon. Used to... I mean, what is this family relationship where you're constantly calling out your sister? Samantha used to eat Persil when she was a child. Wasn't that Posh Spice who said she wanted to be as big as Persil washing powder?
What?
That was her thing. She wanted to be as big as Persil washing. That was her, like, I want to be as famous as Persil washing powder. Have you never heard that? That is true.
Has anyone heard that?
Look it up. And OXO cubes.
What?
She ate OXO cubes.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
You've eaten an OXO cube?
No, but I've heard of them.
Oh. Claire used to eat the frozen cream, brackets, yes. It was they in the 70s and 80s out of the freezer when Mum and Dad were watching Juliet Bravo.
I'm not following any of this.
No.
I'm not following
it. Felt
any
like a David Lynch film. My aunt, years ago, was watching a television program about fancy dress costumes, and they said a really easy one to go dressed as is an OXO cube. And of course, you just paint a box red and stick a few holes in it, and then you're good to go. Anyway, my cousin came home from school and said he needed a costume, and she said, "Perfect, I'll make you an OXO cube costume." And then she was called into the school for the performance of The Nativity.
Is that true?
Yeah, three wise men and an OXO cube. They live in Australia now. Anyway.
They had to leave. It was too embarrassing.
Suze, do you want to do this one from David H? At my cousin's wedding?
Sure.
David H.
David H.
But just H at the end, as though you're the only, maybe one or two Davids, the H will signify which one you are.
At my cousin's wedding, I was having a chat with assorted cousins, aunts, and uncles. For some reason, the topic turned to gentleman's fashion.
Oh.
Here he is.
I'm right here.
Someone asked my opinion on the best way to tie a tie. You?
Oh. I just do over, over, up and through.
Sure.
That's what he said. Doesn't make any sense, does it?
It doesn't make any sense, no. But you, if you say that sort of thing, people like it.
People like it. They like a little innuendo, don't they?
Yes.
Over, over, up and through wouldn't be a sexual thing, would it?
I'm not sure what you lot do.
Neither am I.
I launched into a passionate explanation of the superiority of the four-in-hand knot.
Oh.
Do you know that one?
No. Imagine, it sounds
I think
elaborate.
Four in hand sounds like a gay thing.
This gen-
well, I don't have to have one in each. Well, two in each. Anyway,
I digress. Talking about one in the hand is better than two in the bush?
One and a hole.
The four in the hand.
Four in the hand, sorry. Before, equally passionately, demonstrating big double Windsor knots as gauche, tacky, and best worn by Premiership footballers. I turned to my uncle to ask his opinion, only to see, of course, the biggest Windsor knot I've ever seen.
Oh, the shame of that. Crushing shame that must have been. I'm sure you, sir, will have some experience of knots. You've dressed very smartly
this evening. Yes, you're dressed very smartly
this evening. Do you have a very smart job?
No.
You just like to dress smartly?
What do you do? Oh, spy. It's exciting.
What is it? Come on, don't be shy. We're all friends.
I work in finance.
You work in finance? I'm looking for a man in finance with a trust fund. 6'5", what? Blue eyes. I love that song. Oh, trust fund? Oh, so sorry.
What's... But finance could be anything, couldn't it? You could just be overdrawn on your credit cards. Just living off those. That's true of a lot of people, isn't it? Yes. But fine. What, like banking? That sort of thing? Not one of those.
No. Heaven for
fun. What, one of...
Consultant.
Consultant in finance. Oh, I'd like that job. Spend it on this. Oh, in the city? In the city, lovely.
But is that Canary Wharf?
No, Susie, no.
No, sorry. Is it bank?
No, that's the city.
Yes.
The city, the square mile.
Good to know. Lived in London for 18 years.
Yeah. But you don't work in the city, so there's no reason you would need to know it.
How do you know?
That's true. I don't know why I said that. You might well have a job in finance and I just don't know about it. I wonder where you go all the time. So it's nice to share a bit of shame, we thought.
Yes, we thought it's nice to share a bit of shame.
Because I think as well, we've mentioned it a few times on the podcast, there's such a goddamn pressure all the time on all of us to be a certain way, to live a certain life. And what we've really come to hate is...
Inspirational memes.
Oh.
Oh, Emma, you did that perfectly. Well done. Thank
producer
you.
Emma
producer
is
Emma's
here.
In the back.
Meme girls, we were talking about it because I find it unbearable. And I don't know why I found... maybe I've just started to follow them. But some of them are just a lot of bullshit, aren't they? And do open a can at that moment. We were looking at our favourite memes, weren't we?
Yeah,
we
we've been sending them to each other for a while. And so we thought we'd share them with you tonight. Some of the ones
we really
love.
Yes, absolutely. And...
Should we have the first one?
Should we have the first one?
Okay. Fuck off. Live every day like it's your last.
Well, if I did that, well, society would crumble. I'd ram raid off license.
Yeah.
Can't even drive.
No.
Haven't even got a car. I have to steal a car at the traffic lights.
Yeah.
Drive it down
well, that's
there.
That man from Bake Off.
Get out. It's my last day. And then, I don't know what I do after that, but I mean, live every day like your last. What would you do if it was your last day?
Well, most of the people that I know have sort of slipped into a coma. But I mean, that might be what I end up doing on my last day. So well, what's that, just sleep?
I mean, yeah, you're right. They don't mention that on the meme, do they? They don't say, live every day like it's your last.
Brackets, unless you're
brackets,
in a coma.
In a coma, yeah. Take loads of morphine. Yeah, great.
Sounds great.
They didn't say, yeah, they didn't say that.
No, but anxiety there.
There, no anxiety. Well, I don't know. I've never taken it, Susie. It's not really prescribed as an anti-anxiety medication, though, is it?
No.
But I'm sure it would probably do the trick.
I was given some Oramorph for my back once.
Yes, Oramorph.
Oramorph.
Oral morphine.
Yes.
Yes, Oramorph.
And I felt great.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good.
Was that the time you went and got pissed and threw up on a guitar?
Oh my God, how did I not mention that one on the shame bit?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I thought we had a whole catalogue of them. No. But the...
I went for dinner with Alan Carr.
Clang.
Thank you.
Wow.
And drunk loads of wine. Mm. Like, I had 2 bottles of rosé. I can't drink 2 bottles of rosé, like, ever. Mm. And I had a salad. What a prick. Just a salad and 2 bottles of rosé with a national treasure. And then I got a phone call to say, you're on stage in 20 minutes. And then I was like, I can do a gig a bit pissed. So I jumped in a cab. We were in, what's that nice restaurant that's opposite the Palladium? Because Alan and I had done a walking tour of the Palladium to find out how haunted it was. Mm. Drury Lane. My apologies. Anyway.
Oh, Drury Lane.
Yeah, there's a ghost there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's well, it was worth doing the tour.
Yeah. You don't need to do it now.
Opposite there, fine.
Near
okay,
there.
There's a restaurant there.
Yeah, fine. And so I said, oh God, Alan, I'm going to have to go. I've got a gig. And he said, oh, do you think you're all right to do it? And I said, yeah. And then I said, I've got no money. This was about 10 years ago. So he gave me money for my cab, which it was another thing to hate myself for in the morning. Then I turned up. Oh, have you got a lady on your socks?
I was going to mention, they're my Sunday in the Park with George themed socks that Alfie got me for Christmas. And
they're
good. Got the picture of the, you know, if you know that particular Sondheim course, which I'm sure a lot of you do, the sad chromaticism of Sunday in the Park with George is, of course, my favourite. Finishing the Hat, probably what I will have played at my funeral.
But what will you be doing on the day before that?
I'll be setting up the tape recorder to make sure it's ready. And now I have them as socks.
So I get in a cab, go down to Always Be Comedy, which is in Kennington. Quite a way.
Well.
And in that time, the booze really hit.
Rolling around in the back of that cab, I bet you were not strapped in, banging into those flap-down seats facing you.
Anyway, so then I got to the gig, ran upstairs. I think it was really clear that I was shit-faced.
Well, this is a gig as well that's in quite an intimate space.
Yeah,
it's like
a really small room
above a pub, which has a door that once you open it, everyone looks
you're
to
in,
see who comes
in. You're
door.
On stage, basically. Anyway, pushed open this door and threw up in front of the audience onto another axe guitar.
But what was...
Go on.
Because I know this was I think it was more than 10 years ago, but it was, I'm just always fascinated about what the song was they were going to play.
Well, I don't think they could play it afterwards. Anyway, then it was really awful and I didn't know what to do. I was given a coffee. And then I found out that the critic from the Evening Standard was there, so that wasn't ideal either. I'd also taken this very heavy medication for my back, so I think that was making me kind of wild as well.
Mm.
And then...
it was definitely that. It was definitely...
Anyway, it was really, really awful. And then I rang a collection of comedy friends to make me feel better, which were you, Joshua Dickham and Ramesh, and all three of you did, was sort of laugh so hard that you cried. And then I was banned from the gig for 2 years.
Were you really?
And now I play it again.
Now you play it
Cheers.
Again. All comes right in the end.
It was awful. I woke up with that sort of hot fear.
Oh, yeah.
And then people were tweeting about it. It was when Twitter was really big.
Oh, my God.
And then, like,
back in the day.
And then for like the next 3 months, every time I walked into a dressing room, I could tell they had just finished talking about it. Like, oh, my God, you were sick on someone's go. It was so embarrassing. It was so awful. I'm so lucky my agent didn't drop me.
Well, I've got some news.
No! It was awful. So, I was saying, it was so awful. Oh, God.
Do you think if it was our last day... But if you knew it was your last day, would you still carry that with you? You
see, no, I think I've got to let it go. It was more than a decade ago.
But
I've apologised as much as I can.
But that's what my problem is with all these memes, where they're like, live every day like it's your last. You go like, yeah, but What? But, I mean, okay, I can do that, but I do have mortgage payments to make at the end of the month. And, you know, if it isn't my last, I do need to keep some money back for that. Otherwise, it's going to be a horrible, like...
You can't ring the bank and be like, sorry, I was living every day like it's my last. I'm in the Bahamas.
I'm a free spirit. Can you take vibes?
Beep. That was us at the London Podcast Festival. I really hope you enjoyed that little episode, that little blast from the past from a few months ago. And Tom and I will be back together next week. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye. How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.